brought to you by Penguin.
The Night House by Joe Nesbo, read by Edward Bourne. Part 1. Chapter 1.
You're crazy, Tom said, and I could tell he was scared, seeing as he stammered one more time than he usually does.
I was still holding the Luke Skywalker figure above my head, ready to throw it upstream, against the current. A scream echoed from within the dense forest that surrounded the river on both sides, as if in warning. It sounded like a crow, but I wasn't about to let myself be deterred by either toms or crows. I wanted to see if Luke Skywalker could swim. So now he was flying through the air. The spring sun had sunk towards the tops of the trees that had just come into leaf, and every now and then the light glinted off the slowly rotating figure. Luke hit the water with a small plop, so he definitely couldn't fly. We couldn't see him, just the rippling circles on the surface of the river, which was running high with meltwater, and made me think of a thick boa constrictor, an anaconda, slithering towards us. I had moved to live with my relatives in this little shithole last year, just after my 14th birthday, and I had no idea what shitty little kids in shitholes like Ballantyne did to stop themselves from being bored to death. But seeing as Tom had told me that now, in the spring, the river was scary and dangerous, and that he had been given strict orders at home to stay away, that gave me somewhere to start, at least. It hadn't been particularly hard to persuade Tom, because he was like me, friendless, and a member of the pariah caste in class. During a break earlier today, Fatso told me about castes. Only he said I was in the piranha caste, and that made me think of those fish that look like they have saw blades for teeth and can strip the flesh from an ox in a matter of minutes. So I couldn't help thinking it sounded like a pretty cool caste. It wasn't until Fatso said that I and my caste were lower than him, the big lardass, that I was obliged to hit him. Unfortunately, he told our teacher, Miss Birdsong, as I call her, and she gave the class a long lecture about being kind and what happened to people who weren't kind. The short version is that they end up losers. And after that, there was basically no doubt that the new bully from the city belonged in the piranha caste. After school, Tom and I had gone down to the river and out onto the little wooden bridge in the forest. When I got Luke Skywalker out of my bag, Tom's eyes opened wide.
Where did you get that?
Where do you think, meathead?
You didn't buy it at Oscar's. They've sold out.
Oscar's? That little rat hole, I laughed. Maybe I bought it in the city before I moved here, from a proper toy shop?
No, because that one's this year's model.
I looked at Luke more closely. Was it true that the same figure had been issued in a new version? Wasn't Luke Skywalker the same stupid hero Luke Skywalker the whole time, forever and ever, amen? I'd never thought about that. That things could change. That Darth and Luke could change places, for instance. Maybe I got hold of a prototype, I said. Tom looked like I'd hit him. I guess he didn't like me imitating his stammer. I didn't like it either. I just couldn't help it. It's always been like that. If people didn't already dislike me, I soon made sure that they did. It's the same sort of reflex that made people like Karen and Oscar Jr. smile and be nice so that everyone liked them. Only the opposite. It wasn't that I didn't want to be liked. It was just that I knew they weren't going to like me anyway. So I kind of preempted them. I got them to dislike me on my terms. So they hated me, but at the same time they were a bit scared of me and didn't dare mess with me. Like now, when I could see that Tom knew I'd stolen the Luke figure, but didn't actually dare say so out loud. I had taken it during the class party at Oscar Jr.'s.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?